on Audio, the podcast for writers and all who are interested in books, literature, and the printed word. Write on Audio is the weekly companion podcast of Write On magazine and the Write On suite of publications from Pen to Print. Subscribe by searching Pen to Print in your favourite podcast app to have new editions delivered to you each week. Write On Audio writing tips, inspiring your writing by sharing tips with prominent authors. Our March writing tips come from novelist Hema Marcella. Hema has won a National Reading Hero Award and a finalist for the Richard and Judy Award. She is the author of Breeze from the River Manjira and Blue Eyes, both of which are published by Linen Press. In her writing tips, Hema will share her thoughts on inspiration for new writers. Here's Hema to introduce her writing advice.
Thank you, Pen to Print, for having me on the podcast. My name is Hema Marcella, and I'm the author of three novels published by Linen Press. They were also translated into French and published in France. My debut novel, Breeze from the River Manjira, was shortlisted for Richard and Judy's novel writing competition. A runner-up for the Big Red Read and received the National Reading Hero Award at 10 Downing Street. Everyone, indeed, has a story to tell. But, as a new writers, how can we draw inspiration? We can find inspiration in real-life events and stories that move, touch, shock, and surprise us. Then, we can transform them into fictional stories. All three novels I have written so far are based on true stories or events that I felt a strong need to write about. When deciding on a story, it is crucial to consider the era and place in which it takes place. Also, the narrative must be compatible with the language, attire, customs, and lifestyle of that time. For example, my first novel, Breeze from the River Manjira, takes place in the mid-1980s, with the first and last three chapters set in India and the rest of the story unfolding in England. In my second book, Blue Eyes, the entire story is set in British India during the 1920s. And my third book, Letters in the Sand, is set during the political turmoil of 1970s India. Now we have a story, time and place. So, how do we begin writing a novel? Every writer has a unique approach. Some meticulously plan and plot the entire novel from beginning to end, complete with a synopsis for each chapter. I know someone who uses a storyboard with cutout images of characters from magazines stuck on it. For me, it doesn't work that way. I usually begin with a clear idea for the story and choose an interesting starting point, but I have a vague idea for the middle and the ending. As I write the first chapter, ideas for the next chapter begin to emerge. Eventually, I feel like I have no control over as the characters take on a life of their own and write their own story. However, we each need to find what works best for us. By this point, we know our protagonist and all the other characters, but to write an engaging story around them, we must create realistic three-dimensional characters and gradually reveal their unique personalities. To make our characters believable and memorable, we must give each one distinct voices, mannerisms, and motivations. We should envision them as real people with contradictions, goals, flaws, and strengths. To truly understand our characters, we need to put ourselves in their minds and hearts. See the world through their eyes. We must immerse ourselves in the new world using all our five senses in the narration and no inhibitions. Feel the emotions they are experiencing and even smell and taste what they are sensing. This way, we can understand their perspectives and we can create authentic and believable characters that resonate with our readers. It is also crucial to give each character a distinct voice. This means that every character should have a unique way of interacting with the world, just like real people have different manners of speaking. By doing so, we can create more authentic and engaging characters that readers can easily relate to. For example, Neela, a newcomer to the country who couldn't speak much English, had a conversation with the other characters in my debut novel, which portrays her shy and submissive nature and others' dominant nature. "Sorry," Neela said meekly. "What did she say, Mum? Sorry or sorry?" Mother and daughter burst out laughing. "Oh, Mum, you didn't hear what she said this morning for breakfast. She said, 'Beak frost.'" Their laughter filled the room again. When writing, the first paragraph is important. It must captivate and intrigue the reader by plunging them into the heart of the story. For example, I will read the first paragraph from my second book, Blue Eyes. Anjali was sitting on the floor of her room. Earlier, she had not realized what was going to happen to her. But once she had understood, she had wailed and screamed and fought like a tiger with all the women who held her down and forced the ceremonial clothes on her. This may create curiosity in the readers. Finally, there should be no author intrusions in the narrative. Always let the story come out of the character's mouth without any author intrusion, because it pulls the reader out of the story. What is author intrusion? The writer tells the reader information directly, rather than showing it through the action, dialogue, and the thoughts of the character. Thank you. If you want to find out more about my books, please visit my website, hemamacharla.com. My books are available at www.linen-press.com and at Amazon and from all major bookshops. I also do occasional creative writing workshops. I wish you all happy writing.
Thank you to Hema Marcella for these inspirational tips. We'll share links so you can find out more about Hema and her writing in our show notes. We're always delighted to read your contributions, so if you'd like to see your words in Write On or hear them on this podcast, please get in touch. We'll share this link and all others mentioned in today's podcast as part of our show notes. I've been Tiffany Clare, and you've been listening to Write On Audio. Write On Audio is produced by Chris Gregory, and it's an alternative stories production for pen to print. This podcast is supported using public funding by Arts Council England.